I am very pleased to introduce John Henry. John is the managing partner of the law office of John Henry, and he has offices in Bel Air and Rockwall, Texas. He's a frequent speaker at this conference and at the Elder Law Conference, and you may have heard him presenting CLEs for the courts around Harris County. And he is a board member on the Texas NALA board currently, and a strong contributor to that organization. He's very well spoken, and I know we're in for not just an informative presentation, but also entertaining. So please help me welcome John Henry.
All right, so Bryn let the cat out the bag. There's going to be some entertainment. So I want y'all to stay with me because it's first party S&Ts. Let's restart. Y'all been sitting too long. Because it's first party S&Ts, right? So the journey in writing this paper and what I thought would make it useful also along with the committee in deciding how to present this topic wasn't just giving you the trust, right? And I think a lot of the questions in the last presentation illustrate the need to understand the why. And so this presentation will address certain drafting points that are critical in a first-party special needs trust, but we will also look at the underlying POMS and MEPD provisions to understand why the provisions would be there in the first place. I think that is the thing. This is meant to be sort of you're getting into first party special needs trust drafting and understanding the why. Why is there a distribution provision? Why might it address the presumed maximum value rule? Why would it discuss these concepts? And so that's what we'll be discussing today. So we'll begin with this idea of the history of special needs trusts. I think this is important only for us to locate the discussion today of why things are the way they are. Then we'll discuss the first party S&T authorities and the POMS and the MEPD handbook. We'll talk about distributions, trustee termination, powers of trustee, the administration of special needs trusts, selected topics, and then definitions and reporting. So I have provided some sample language in certain parts of the paper and in this presentation. They aren't represented to be the ideal provision, but are an example for illustrative purposes. So I want to begin this discussion with first-party S&Ts are not a forms practice. And that's often something that we address in this conference. And it's not a forms practice because it's about people. And I think that's what makes S&Ts challenging. It's important to know the beneficiary. It's important to meet them if you can. And so that's ever more important in the first-party S&T context because often we're doing them because someone needs the benefits during their lifetime. Right? And so to me, that is at a core consideration beyond looking at your form, and that is absolutely important and critical, is to understand the individual more. And that can help us cross this divide, as was alluded to earlier, is a first-party special needs trust needed? What's more, laws, regulations, and interpretation changes. So if we're relying on one form, that form may have outdated provisions. And I'll discuss some of the provisions where you might see that happening. In particular, what I would caution you is if you are getting into special needs trust practice, both first and third party trusts, often what you will see, and one in particular that I highlight in the beginning, is distributions. You'll often see distribution language change when there's an update to the form set that people use, if you're using drafting software. So that is a very big caution, because that in the first party context is kind of the kit and caboodle. You know, if you start putting provisions in there about travel, and we'll talk about that and why that's important, that may be a reason for the agency to disapprove of your trust and require amendment. And so often when you're going through your drafting software, it will have, do you want simple, more, or the most language? And so my caution to you in the beginning, whether or not you're using a drafting software, with special needs trust, less is more. Being precise is the game. And so if we're getting into a lot of examples, of what may be distributions or other things, that's territory for the agency to possibly disapprove of the trust and make it countable.